Nearly 300 people packed the Rothschild Pavilion for a five-hour hearing before the Village Board of Appeals, which approved unanimously height variances that would allow Domtar and We Energies to build the plant. The project would employ 400 construction workers and create 150 forestry jobs while helping to secure the future of the mill. Dave May, the plant's paper machine manager, has worked there for 26 years.
It's been a rough run for northern Wisconsin with the closures of a lot of sawmills. It'll put people to work, and Wisconsin doesn't own oil or natural gas.
For Jim Rausch of Merrill, the need for new jobs is personal.
I've been out of work for over a year. I'm a union electrician. Would love to work at this new biomass plant. It's not fun being unemployed.
The hall was packed with union members, many wearing green labels that read biomass yes. Those saying no to the project were local homeowners like Dale Micklig, who's lived in the neighborhood for 35 years.
And my friends, honestly, if you vote for that, that will be the end of 150 families and a neighborhood that I love.
Todd Bobble, another local homeowner, said he feared what his neighborhood would become.
Industrialized slum. My wife and I have already decided if it goes in, eventually we'll move, if we can ever sell our house. We'll be living somewhere else, hopefully upwind.
The Board of Appeals decision still needs to be approved by the full village board. The biomass plant also needs to be approved by the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. In Rothschild, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.